Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru. Great to have you on this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to be looking at creating opportunities, and really creating opportunities anytime, anywhere, with anyone. Because for most of us, we're still stuck into the way of thinking that things have to come through traditional marketing. Things have to come through our advertising. Things come to us through networking, where in fact you can create an opportunity that delivers you more exposure, new doors opening up, grows your networks and produces new business anytime you want. It's just a matter of actually understanding how to create opportunities and how to turn just general conversations into opportunities that turn then into business. So let's have a bit of a look at how you can do that, and you can actually start doing that immediately once we finish. So the main, I suppose, reason why we want to be thinking this way is you're going to have a lot more things happen for you. The more things that happen for you, the more exposure you're going to get, the more doors will open up for you, and that's going to create more business for you. So you've got to be starting to think in the land of opportunities, as I put it. Where can I take this discussion, or where can I take this email response? Where can I take this phone call? Where do I get to be able to take that into the land of opportunities and work out what sort of things we might be able to do, which allows our business to be able to grow because of the exposure or the new doors or the new networks and the new business that can be generated from those sorts of things. So it's very much around thinking in opportunities. So for most people, we go about and quite often we're probably stuck in the day-to-day doing that we don't get to actually think about where are the opportunities in this. Because everything you do, there is an opportunity there. Whether you're doing work for a client, there's an opportunity in doing work for a client. What do you say when you finish the work? What are you saying during the work? What other things could you be doing at the same time if you were to think in the land of opportunities? You have an email, you have a phone call, someone's phoned you, you have to phone somebody else. You're on social media. Everything that you're currently doing right now, there are opportunities in it. It's a matter of whether you're thinking outside the square enough to go, where are the opportunities in here? So you might have just received an email newsletter from somebody. Well, have a think. How can you turn receiving that email newsletter from somebody into an opportunity? Is there some sort of partnership there? Is there a win-win you could do with that person? Is there an opportunity to flick that onto somebody else in your network, which will help them, and in return, you're now front of mind of that person, and they might be able to help you in some way too. So everything that happens, there is an opportunity in it if you just give it time to be able to actually think, where is the opportunity in that? So the big key in this is thinking opportunities. So let's actually go through some of the steps that I'd be going through to find that opportunity. So the first thing I'm always asking is, where can I see the win-win? Now, the first thing I'm always doing is, where is the win for the other person? I'm not so much interested in where is the win for me to begin with. Because if I can't get the other person to see where is the win for them, then nothing's going to happen. So I come up with a few things in my head where I can go, oh, well, maybe that's the win or that's the win. Maybe I've actually got to ask them what the win is for them and if that's actually worthwhile them doing something with me because of what the win is for them. But to begin with, I've got to work out, is there a win-win here? Now, if there's not a win-win for me, the next question I ask is there a win-win for me, someone in my network, and the third person? And now it becomes a little bit of a triangle win-win-win rather than just a win-win. So that's the first thing I do. The next thing I go is, well, where can I help in this particular circumstance or situation? What could I do for that person? So they're the first sort of three things that go through my head before I give any sort of response back. Because if I can't create that or have an understanding how it could be created, then there's no point that person actually doing things for me. Great example, had a call earlier in the week, and the person was speaking, and all they did was talk about what I could do for them. That was it. And we got towards the end of the conversation, I could hear it was wrapping up, and I'm thinking, I'm sure they're going to turn this around and create a win-win here. But no, that was like, okay, so I'll do this and I'll do this and you can do this for us and this for us. I said, oh, that sounds fantastic. So where's the win-win here? Why would I bother doing that? And there was silence. And it was just like, you haven't given this enough thought. All you've done is, well, this is what you can do for me. So when you can go, this is what I'd really like to be able to do for you, or what else could I do for you? How else might I be able to help you? And you start there, you're going to get a lot more opportunities being able to take place than when you start off just purely from yourself and what you get out of it. Okay? So they're the first three things. After that, I'm now ready to have the conversation with that person. So, and the conversation tends to go something like, so I think there's probably some great synergies here, some win-win opportunities. I think we could probably partner up and do something where both our businesses can grow because of it. Would you be open to talking more about that? Now, I haven't come across a single person ever who says no. Because really, why would someone be in business, be selling their products and services if they weren't open to working out how they might be able to sell more? So the conversation becomes really easy once you've thought about that first part and now you're giving them an opportunity to come together and say, well, let's work out where the win-wins are. And then the conversation just goes on. So I'll just pretend I'm talking to Joe here. So, hi, Joe. Look, I really think there's some great synergies here, or there's some opportunities for us to do some win-wins together. Here are where my thoughts are at. Love to know what you're thinking about it and if you're interested in talking more about it. So Joe now has, I suppose, really two options. Yes, let's talk more about it, or no, it doesn't interest me. Okay, you've hardly wasted any time to find that out. Okay, so if you did that 4, 5, 6, 7 times throughout a day with different things that popped up, you can start to see very quickly how your weeks become very full with the right sorts of people and doing the right sorts of activities to be able to get more exposure, open new doors, and generate new business. Okay? So after you have the conversation, you've got to formulate the plan. So many times people talk about what they can do and how they can do it, and it fizzles away because there's no plan put in place. So I'm very big, after I have these discussions, to go back and send somebody a plan email. Great, this is what we talked about. This is what we said we were going to do. These are the next steps. This is who's in charge of what. This is when we're going to get it done by. Because when you've got a plan in front of you, well, you can both work to the plan. And then obviously it's about following up and following through with the plan. So to create these opportunities, there really are only four steps. It's working out where the win-win, where you can help, what you can do for the other person in the opportunity. That's step one. Then you've got to have the conversation, step two. Then from the conversation, you've put together the plan, and you send each other the plan. And now you follow up and you activate the plan. Once you've done that, well, now you can go and do another one. So have a think, or have a look at what is on your email right now. What is who have you spoken to this week? Who's currently sitting right now in your network where you could just do those four steps, create an opportunity for one another, and all of a sudden now you're getting more exposure, new doors open, you're growing your network, and it's leading to new business because of it. So there's nothing that stops you creating an opportunity every day. Give it a go for the next week. Okay, for the next 5 working days, create one new opportunity a day with somebody who's part of your network or from something that just came through. So I received a newsletter email from a big marketing group yesterday. I went straight away, brilliant. I know there's lots of things that we could do together there. So I just hit replied and I wrote back and I said, hi, I won't use the person's name, so hi name. I love the email and the value that you add in your emails. Been following them for quite some years now. I was just thinking, we have the similar sort of clients. I think there would be a great win-win opportunity. Would you be interested in talking more about it? Let's see what happens. So that's as simple as what it is. That takes me all of 30 seconds to send back. If they ignore it, that's fine. But if they then come back and say, oh, that sounds really interesting, let's jump on a phone call and chat, well, now we're ready to have stage two, the conversation about it. So again, if you did 5 of those, one a day, 5 over the course of the next week, and you just picked up one new opportunity. Hey, imagine doing that every single week. You've now got 52 opportunities that are going to be in front of you in your business. Imagine how much quicker your business is going to grow and how much more you're going to be able to do. So think in opportunities, create the opportunities. Opportunities are out there. Every moment of every single day, there's an opportunity. It's just how you create it. Hopefully that's been really helpful. Really look forward to hearing some of your stories on that. Please get in touch through social media, connect with us, follow us, all those wonderful things. You can get to our blogs, referralmarketingguru.com.au, to be able to get more insights on referral marketing, joint venture marketing, affiliate marketing. And until next time, we'll talk to you again soon. Take care.